And our next speaker is Hulusi Kefalenogo. Hopefully pronounced right. He'll talk about the mechanisms underlying multisensory interactions in area MT.
Hi, everybody. In my presentation, I'll talk about the influence of auditory events on visual motion processing and its possible neural correlates in area MT. First, I would like to highlight several important points as an outline of my talk. Auditory events can shift the apparent timing of visual events, and this is usually called auditory capture of visual timing. Motion is displacement in space and time, and auditory capture results in changes in perceived motion. And cortical area MT is a key neuronal substrate of visual motion processing. And the goal of our study is to understand the neuronal mechanisms underlying the ability of sound to influence the perception of visual motion. And auditory processing in human brain has a higher temporal resolution than visual processing and can bias the visual timing of visual and this is called auditory capture. The basic evidence for auditory capture comes from temporal order judgments. In temporal order judgments, observers are usually required to discriminate two visual events, as shown by red squares and labeled as visual event one and visual event two. And in one of these studies, two auditory events are in one of these studies, the visual events are defined as the onset of two light sources, two spatially separated light sources, and two auditory events are presented during the presentation of visual events. And observers were required to indicate which visual event appeared first, and the threshold for this discrimination was measured. And this is called the baseline condition. When the first auditory event, auditory beep, is introduced before the first visual event, and the second auditory beep followed the second visual event, observers usually discriminated these two visual events easily. In other words, their threshold decreased. However, on the other hand, when these two auditory beeps intervened the two visual events, the observer's threshold increased, and the discrimination, their performance for discriminating these two visual events decreased. And this is interpreted as follows: auditory beeps capture in time the visual events, and the visual events became closer in time domain, and the observer's threshold increased. And by following the same principle, Elliott and Driver recently developed a paradigm illustrating compelling evidence of static sounds' influence on visual motion. And they used a red bar, either presented on the left side or on the right side of a fixation circle, and used as a speaker centered below the monitor as an auditory source. And we can see the timing of visual events in the space-time diagram below. The X and Y axis correspond to space and time respectively. And in this case, the red bar is first shown at the left side, and after some time interval, DT1 is shown at the right-hand side, and then switch back to the left of the fixation circle with a time delay, DT2. And this is called unbiased sequence, and there is no dominant motion percept. Observers usually report two distinct visual flash. And when you decrease the first time interval and increase the second time interval while keeping the total duration same, observers usually repeat a motion from left to right. Since visual system prefers proximity in time for motion computation, the behavioral report from observers is for a motion percept from left to right. And instead of introducing a visual timing difference between two intervals, they made the first time interval and second time interval same, and introduced two auditory beeps. One is after the onset of the first presentation of the bar at the left-hand side, and the other is the presentation of the before the presentation of the bar at the right-hand side. And this also equally yielded a motion percept from left to right, as strong as the effect of visual timing. And next, I'm going to show a brief demo about this illusion. In the demo, the visual stimuli is always unbiased sequence. There is no dominant motion percept. But at the first part of the demo, the auditory beeps are introduced at the first temporal interval, and at the second, in the middle of the demo, the auditory beeps are introduced in the second time interval. At the first part, people usually perceive a motion percept from left to right, and in the second part, they usually perceive a motion from right to left. And at the last part, there is no auditory event, auditory beep. There is a motion from left to right and right to left and unbiased sequence. There is no dominant motion percept. And in our study, we investigate the underlying neural mechanisms of this illusion in area MT. And this is a kind of apparent motion. And apparent motion studies are first discriminated by Mikami and his colleagues. After mapping the receptive field of a neuron in area MT, they first presented a conditioning bar. They flashed a conditioning bar. And after some time delay with a special displacement delta x, they presented a test bar. They flashed a test bar in the preferred direction. And they made this thing in the null direction. And they computed a directional selectivity index to indicate the preference of a neuron for different spatial and temporal parameters. In other words, directional selectivity index 1 means that the neuron prefers, the neuron sensitivity is high. When it decreases, the neuron decreases its sensitivity. And the right panel shows spatial and temporal. The right panel shows a sample neuron's directional selectivity index values for different spatial and temporal offset for different spatial and temporal displacements. As we see, as spatial displacement increases, directional selectivity index decreases. And after 2 degrees, it blows the value of 0.8. And this is also seen in the time domain. And the original paradigm reported by auditory motion illusion, which I showed in the demo, is in this region. It's done by 14 degree separation, and is far from the empty. From the region where MT neurons are highly sensitive. And we wished first to determine whether the illusion holds at short-range motion, because short-range and long-range motion have different neuronal substrates in the brain. So we selected a typical 0.75 spatial displacement for our experiments and changed the timing of visual events. And we used exactly the same paradigm, and we used two distinct bars separated by 0.75 degree and changed the timing of first interval while keeping the total duration to 320 milliseconds. This and the figure shows our results for purely visual stimuli. The x and y axis correspond to temporal offset DT1 and proportion of left to right responses. As temporal offset decreases, the perception of left to right response increases. And then we introduced two auditory beeps at the first time interval, and this yielded a significant shift in time domain. In other words, the observers reported perception of left-to-right motion at higher temporal in offset values. And the auditory beeps in the second time interval caused the same shift in the reverse direction. And the 50% point at the blue curve, at the purely visual condition, corresponds to unbiased seconds in the original illusion. And our prediction for our future neurophysiology experiments is the same as our psychophysical preliminary data. We expect a decrease for directional selectivity index values for higher temporal offset values. And when we introduce auditory beeps in the first time interval, we will expect a shift in directional selectivity curve to the higher temporal offset values. And for the second interval, we will expect a shift to the left hand side. And as a conclusion, sounds capture the timing of visual events, and auditory capture biases the perceived direction of visual motion for long spatial temporal displacements. And our preliminary data shows that auditory capture biases perceived direction of visual motion for short spatial temporal displacements. And we will collect soon non-human primate behavioral data with our new paradigm after training our monkeys to report left and right motion. And I would like to thank Tom Albright for his initial guidance for this project and Caldi Foundation for initial support for our study. And we also applied for Salk Innovation Grant. And we, by using our preliminary recording data, we will be applying NIH R01 application.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. We have time for only just one question.
Is the effect on the movement perception modality specific? In other words, could somatosensory stimuli produce a similar kind of difference in the perceived movement, or is this specific to an auditory stimulus?
There are different kinds of illusions between different senses, and those are in general explained by modality appropriateness hypothesis. This is something like a special case since auditory events has higher temporal resolution and dominate visual events. We can see the reverse effect, special capture of visual events to auditory events. And there are also some studies investigating between interaction between touch and visual events between different senses.
So it could, in a sense, be just a matter of capturing the attention. It could be an attention-related process.
Yeah, but especially for this study, in general, after report of perceived direction of motion, people usually measure motion after effect, whether that's a low-level perceptual effect to confirm that whether that's a low-level perceptual effect or not. And auditory manipulation also yielded a strong motion after effect as strong as the visual timing.